New Zealand Cricket says if it finds the person accused of racially abusing English paceman Jofra Archer, it will refer them to the police and ban them for life. The 24-year-old bowler says he was abused by a spectator as he was walking off the field at Bay Oval, Mount Maunganui, after being dismissed. He hasn't said exactly what was yelled out at him. New Zealand Cricket CEO David White told Alex Perrottet he drove to Hamilton today to apologise directly to the player.
I just apologised to him from New Zealand Cricket. I said it was unacceptable. It's something that he should not have to go through in our country, and we were very disappointed and just expressed our disappointment to him.
And how did he take it? What did he say?
Listen, he's a very pleasant, polite young man. He was, I think, grateful that I'd made the effort to go and see him, and was, thanked me for the message.
Jofra Archer has been really active on social media. He's got a great sense of humour. He's captured the attention of cricketers and cricket fans around the world, particularly around the World Cup and since. When it comes to this issue, though, there is no joking around whatsoever. What was the discussion with New Zealand Cricket about how to react to this?
So, when we found out, we were very concerned and disappointed. We wanted to front foot the issue straight away, so we put out a statement to that effect. And our team now at the moment is just going through the security footage to see whether we can find the person responsible. And if we get any information, we'll be sharing that with everyone in the near future.
Are you confident you'll be able to find the person? I mean, it's Bay Oval, Mount Maunganui. It's not a big place. And as you said, you've got the footage there. You're confident you'll be able to track the person down?
I wouldn't say confident. I'd say that, we'll give it our best shot to try and find the person. So they're working through that now.
And are you working with the police as well?
No, we're not working with the police. However, I'm saying that if we did find the person, we would certainly let the police know.
And are you asking people who might have information to come forward?
Well, the team are working on it now, so we haven't been proactive in that sense. We're just reviewing the footage at the moment.
Right. Look, David, do you know what exactly was said? Did Jofra open up about that?
No, we didn't get into that detail, but as I understand it, it wasn't very pleasant.
Right. And it was obviously, I think he said it was while he was batting, is that right?
My understanding is it was when he was walking off the field after he got out.
Right, okay. And so in terms of the relations with the England cricket team, they've been obviously very competitive in the last 6 months and players from both teams getting along well. Did you feel any change to that mood when you were down there today in Hamilton?
No, not at all. We've actually had some great tussles with England over the last 3 or 4 years. Been some tremendous battles. The players compete hard on the field, of course, but a mutual respect there, and always played in a very good spirit. We've got a close working relationship with the English Cricket Board, and that'll continue. I informed their CEO, Tom Harrison, immediately and let him know, and I've spoken to their team manager as well. And listen, we're working very closely together on this, and we share mutual values and approach to cricket.
It's just so disappointing, isn't it? A fantastic test match came down to the last session on the fifth day, a great win for the Black Caps. I guess you'd be disappointed that just, the actions of one person have provided such a sour distraction.
Yeah, listen, it was just fantastic, wasn't it? Magnificent weather. Great ground, great crowd, and a fantastic game of cricket. So we were delighted with that. It couldn't have been better, really. And just one person spoiling it at the end. But we've got another test match starting on Friday in Hamilton, and looking forward to that. I know the players will be looking forward to that, so that the focus is on playing in the game.
Finally, David, as you said, it's one person. I imagine there's the temptation when these sorts of things happen to say, oh gosh, it's just one person, let's ignore it and move on. It was a fantastic match. Why is it important to you to stop, to turn around and to take the action you've taken today, driving all the way down to Hamilton to apologise in person? Why is that important to you?
Well, one person is one person to many, as far as we're concerned. Listen, it's very important for New Zealand cricket that all our fans and our players feel safe. They're in a safe environment. We want it to be a family environment going to cricket in New Zealand. And the values of cricket in New Zealand are cricket are very important to us. So, you know, we've got to strive to keep that and just keep working hard on you know, being good people and showing good values.
And that's New Zealand cricket boss David White talking to Alex Perrottet.